This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Next month will mark a first for the United States. In Carson City, Nevada, on November 1st, for the first time, more than 100 world-class entrants will compete in the 17 categories of the World Beard and Mustache Championships. The man who brought this event to these shores, Phil Olson, joins us from Reno. Now, I've been looking at the website for the Beard and Mustache Competition, and the categories include, by my count, 8 kinds of mustache, 4 types of goatee or other partial beard, and then 5 types of full beard. Would you say you have a full beard?
That's correct.
How full is it?
Well, it's probably 7 or 8 inches in length. I haven't shaved for 5 years, and it's as long as my beard will grow.
Well, is size everything in the, say, the full beard class?
No, I don't think it is. The color and the fullness and the overall impression that's created would also be factors.
In all of the pictures, these are people with big beards that you're describing. I mean, Abraham Lincoln looks like a guy who forgot to shave this morning, and compared to some of these people. Are there people who have been growing their beard substantially longer than the 5 years that you've gone without shaving?
I think there probably are. I know some people have told me they've had a beard for 20 or 30 years or their whole adult lives. On the other hand, I was a little surprised. One of the gentlemen on the website is named Alois. He's from Bavaria. He has a beard down to his waist. I asked him how long he'd been growing his beard, and he told me only 6 years.
On the other hand, somebody hearing us today and looking ahead to November 1st would be very late to get in shape for competition. You can't start a month in advance.
Well, I think someone who's clean-shaven today would not stand much of a chance, but that's not to say that someone shouldn't give it a try. And someone who already has a beard or a mustache, even if it's not spectacular, might enter one of the freestyle categories.
There is a rendering of somebody with a freestyle beard on your site, and it looks like a man eating a huge, gigantic hair pretzel.
That's a good description, Robert.
Well, are there some superstars who are coming over for this? I mean, repeat winners in categories, if not world championships.
Yes, there certainly are. There's a 3-time world champion in the Wild West category. His name is Gunter Rosen. He's from Germany. His challenger, interestingly, is an American by the name of Bruce Rowe. Bruce has come in second in the last 2 world championships, so Bruce is hoping for an upset win this time. Another superstar in this area is Jürgen Burkhardt. He will be competing in the Imperial Mustache category.
Big mutton chops together with beard and mustache.
Exactly. Jürgen also wears a costume that goes along with his mustache and the name, the Imperial theme.
Is there a spiked helmet involved in this?
There actually is.
I can see it. I can see it. Well, Mr. Olson, thank you for talking with us so much today.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.
Phil Olson, the man who brought the World Beard and Mustache Championships to the United States. They do begin on November 1st, and you can find a link to the competition's website at npr.org.